broadcasting live from the Riverside Centre. This is Vectis Radio, 16 minutes after 10. It's a Thursday, so that means one thing. We've got Dame Shirley in. Morning, Dame Shirley.
Morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're looking sort of sprightly, and you've had a bit more dye put in.
No, I haven't, Ian. I've had it for weeks.
That patch is getting bigger,
there
I'm
it
sure
is,
of it.
It's just spread out a little bit more.
And we've also got a special guest from UKSA. What does UKSA stand for? Richard. Is it Richard?
It is Richard, yes. UKSA is UK Sailing Academy, but we call ourselves UKSA, and we're a transformational youth charity. So we work with over 9,000 young people every year down in Cowes, and we've just opened a new site up in London as well. So we're looking to grow our numbers over the next few years. But it's an extraordinary organisation. I've been there 4 months now, and it puts a smile on my face every day.
Well, you've got a huge smile. Look at his smile.
Yeah, though. I know. I noticed that.
We were saying just now the work that you do, I was saying we're in the process of working with a variety of people. We're in the process of talking to the council as well. We want to help what's called NEETs. They're called NEETs. People that are looking to get back into work, employment, and indeed get ready for it as well. We had a meeting yesterday with Smart Training, and the buzz that you get from these people, you know, talking about how you can help, it's a great feeling, and I don't think enough people are doing it. So more, you know, more power to your elbow. I mean, credit to you, and I think it's a fabulous thing that you do. You were saying how many people come through over a year?
It's over 9,000. So we work in three different distinct areas. The first is professional training. So we train the future yachtsmen and women of the future, water sports instructors, and they make up a percentage of our overall young people who come through the front door. And we get those young people started on their careers and into jobs at the end of it. So that's one part of what we do. The second bit is schools and groups, and we have schools and groups from across the UK come to us, and that's over 6,000 young people every year. Wow. They have an absolutely extraordinary experience. It's one of those things that you don't forget through your life. I mean, this isn't just a few barrels and planks in the fields. This is sailing out on the Solent. It's windsurfing on the sea. You know, big experiences that people will never forget. And the third part of it is youth development, and that's a part of our organisation that I'm absolutely committed to us growing. One part of that is working with those young people not in employment, education or training, which is a really big challenge for the UK at the moment. You know, I read in the paper this morning unemployment is falling, but that NEET rate is continuing to stay high. It's nearly a million young people who are not in employment, education or training across the UK. And our programmes are designed to support those young people into work, back into education, into some sort of training at the end of the programme.
It's great to know that there are people out there that are willing to help, because, as I say, in these dark times, people sort of, look after themselves, but there are more and more people that are getting involved, I think, because they have to, and I think they feel that, you know, because of, you know, their position in life, their position in the world, they've got to do something. And I think it's lovely that people have got help. By doing that as well as, you're putting the Isle of Wight on the map as well, aren't you?
Absolutely, and I think you're absolutely right. I mean, these are young people, and I think that's the important thing. There's a face to every single one of them. They're individuals who come with maybe a range of problems, but actually it's about supporting those young people. And for me, the key element is about motivation and confidence. And I was talking to some, we work with Job Centre Plus to support some of those young people. I was talking to some of their staff after one of the presentations at the end of our 6-week change direction programme. And the interesting thing one of them said to me is, he said, I can't understand it, but they seem taller somehow at the end of about 6 weeks. But that's the motivation and the confidence, isn't it? It's that you stand taller, you feel more confident in yourself. And those are the things that along with a range of other bits of support around helping to get their CV, engaging them in work, in the workplace, getting them to see different places of work. All of those things come together and actually mean that people can jump straight into work.
It's brilliant.
Back into where they want to be.
Do they come from the mainland, Richard, as well?
We do, and we started running the Change Direction programme. We've delivered a programme in Southampton. We're delivering them in Kent as well. Our focus has been through the first starting of those programmes is working with young people on the Isle of Wight. And we will absolutely continue to do that, because it's an important part of our work. As a charity based on the island, we need to be supporting the island as a whole, and young people across the island specifically. Yeah,
fantastic. And you can see just by talking to you, there's enthusiasm there.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of people over the last couple of years where there's a little bit of enthusiasm, but not enough. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's just you just go in and do your job. But I reckon you take your job home, and I reckon you smile just as much as you do at work, don't you?
Well, you know, I would always say that if you go to work and it doesn't put a smile on your face, then you're probably not necessarily in the right place. There are days, of course, for all of us where you don't, you know, where there are different challenges ahead of you. But, you know, the important thing about looking forward and supporting young people is giving them that optimism. And actually, it's about aspiration. I think that's one of the things that UKSA is particularly strong about. If you walk down the drive there, there's so much going on, there's lots of people being engaged in different ways and doing different things. It's really aspirational from those people who are at the very cusp of starting to look for work or starting to change their lives, through young people, through to those that are really close to moving into really exciting careers in yachting and water sports. There's a whole range of things going on there, but the important thing is that aspiration, really. If you give somebody something that they really love and they really want to get involved in, then everything else follows, doesn't it? You know, we run some BTEC programs down there, and talking to the parents of the students on the BTECs, it was, you know, education wasn't quite working for them. And the adventure leadership program that we run there has really engaged some people that weren't quite engaging with school. And it's part of that is about, yeah, we're offering really exciting things. But on the back of that, there's academic work to do, and there's anatomy and all sorts of things that go with that. But, you know, the parents are saying, well, actually, they start doing that work. They start really getting engaged with that work because they're interested in what's going on. It's that little glint, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That thing that inspires you to get engaged.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier on confidence. You know, I would imagine you get to see the people coming in, chins on the floor and low level of confidence, but how long does it take for the chin to come up and all of a sudden the chest come out and all of a sudden, hey, hang on a minute, I'm a person here and I can do this?
It depends, doesn't it? But, you know, you can see that every week with people coming in, heads down, hoods up. But actually, you know, to see them, and that's what's really, really lovely about UKSA is you can see those people at the end of their programs, and actually, they, you know, they look and feel like people who are really inspired to go about getting themselves to realise their dreams. That's what
excellent.
It's exciting, isn't it?
How long does the courses last?
Well, we've got a range of programmes. So we have the Change Direction programme, which is a six-week programme. We also run the Prince's Trust Team programme. We've got a team programme running just at the moment. That's a 12-week programme. And we run another programme called Unlocking Potential, which is a fascinating programme. We're just coming to the end of a pilot phase of that, which is a four-week programme working with young offenders from the Portland Young Offending Institute. And I was out with those guys on Tuesday, and they spend 4 weeks with us. It's a pretty powerful program. They're actually out sailing, and they've been out in one of our big yachts for 4 days now. And it really is a life-changing experience. And sitting with some of the staff from Portland this week, and we were out sailing, and they had to go and put one of the sails up. And actually, they all just leapt up and were engaged. That doesn't sound like very much, but for the staff from Portland to see those young people actually just leaping up and getting engaged in something, it's those small steps that are a real changing point for them. You know, they've had difficult lives, and they've not always been the nicest to society, but actually they're starting to make a change in their lives. That's the important thing, and we're supporting those young people into a future which for them is hopefully brighter. Yeah, there's a whole spin-off from that. It saves us as society a huge amount of money if they don't reoffend, and the reoffending rate on that program is 11%.
That's high.
The national average of a young person is in the 60%.
Good grief.
Yeah, if you come out, you're more than likely to go back inside again.
Well, let's be honest. You can either tackle the problem, or you can leave the problem, and the problem will get bigger. And obviously, we need people like yourself and your organisation to get involved, because obviously you're making a massive difference there. How do people qualify for a course?
For the for the Change Direction programme, if somebody's on the island and they're interested in getting in onto the programme, so they can contact us at UKSA or visit our website, uksa.org, and they can look at the programmes that are available on there. Do you know what? The door's open. People will select themselves to come on those programmes. We're not about selecting people out. It's about making sure that people are there and they're enthused to be there. There's no selection process to make sure that we've got the right people. It's about making sure that people are engaged and with us.
Do you know what? While I've been sat talking to you, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be great if, because you've got this wonderful thing that's going on, wouldn't it be great if we could hear from some of the people that are actually, you know, turning their lives around? So what about if we organised some kind of show when you got two or three of the guys in and they came in and did a radio show and just put across what they were like before, you know, what they got out of the course and so on and so forth?
I'd be absolutely delighted to arrange that. And actually, it's far more powerful than talking to me, actually.
I
can tell you about it, but actually somebody who's been through that process, who actually understands what it's like at the starting point, actually, that's the important bit, isn't it? Is what it's like beforehand. You know, what it's like when actually you can feel that you are going to achieve what you really set out to in life.
Sure.
Yeah, those are the people you want to talk to.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if we can organise that would be great. We could give them a couple of hours to sort of come in, pick some music and do the show themselves and just talk about the way they were and the way they are now. It is a wonderful feeling, because, as I say, we've had people come in and their confidence has been zero. You know, their chins are on the floor. And it's nice to be able to record them as they went when they came through the door first time around, and then 6 weeks later, play them a recording of how they sound now, and the difference is amazing. It really is, and it does give you a great feeling. I can understand that smile. He's got a lovely smile, Cheryl, hasn't he?
He has, I know.
We should get
a smile for radio.
We should get a picture.
You should get the webcam on.
So just before you go, I know you mentioned already, there's a website that obviously people can have a look at.
Yes, there is. Yes, sorry.
<That's your cue. laughs>
So it's www.uksa.org, and it tells you about the whole range of programs that we offer, from professional development through schools and groups, and into courses for young people and personal development programs that sit within that.
Brilliant. Hey, look, it's really good to meet you, and I'm sure we're going to hook up again at some point in the near future. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm. Do you know what? There is something I'll add.
Go on.
You know, UKSA is a fabulous organisation. You know, just coming in and talking to both of you, and you didn't know the type of work that we're doing. It's really important that people do just have a look at what we're doing. You know, whether that's at the website, whether it's popping into us in Cowes and seeing what we do, but more than that, is telling people about what we do. All of us know somebody who might value being on one of our courses, and we'd be really happy to speak to them. But actually, it's about making sure that people know where we are, what we do, and why it's important that we're there. There's another side to that, and we would love people to support us, and there's different ways people can do that. Part of that is about telling people about UKSA and what we do. The other bit is potentially supporting us through funding, through volunteering, and finding a way to support us. So there's a range of different ways that people could get involved and get engaged with UKSA.
Okay, brilliant. I'm glad I asked. I thought he was going to say that.
No,
right.
No.
I've run out of stuff to say. I reckon he could talk for hours. It's 10:30. Richard, pleasure to meet you.